We had Nick Watagaza from Palmetto Citizens on with that. And I would tell you, in my opinion, all of those guys are pretty good side dishes, pretty good appetizers to our main course. And that's where Marcia comes in from Oakleaf Village. She's the main course. She's the filet mignon to the morning show here at The Point. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How about those Wolverines?
Michigan took care of Ohio.
They were the only ones that didn't disappoint me this week.
Well, I was pretty happy about that. I know you, your Tar Heels lost for the second week in a row, and then now Clemson's going to take all their frustration out on them this week.
Yes.
So it's going to be 3 in a row, I think, for your Tar Heels falling. And then they lost in basketball twice,
Clemson
too.
Clemson didn't look good either.
Clemson, well, yeah. I mean, I prefer to say that the Gamecocks looked good.
Gamecocks deserve
that. Exactly. They won that game.
I love Beamer. I really do.
Yeah, what's not to love about him? So he's a great guy.
Well, I've not liked many of the other coaches. He's
a really good guy. He really is a genuinely kind, good guy. And you could tell he loves doing what he's doing here in Columbia. That makes a difference. Well, listen, it is the holiday season, obviously. And we all know what kind of stress that can bring for all families. Mm-hmm. But especially when you've got older adults, our seniors, when you've got dementia, when you've got other issues going on, when you got a lot of traveling involved. There's all kinds of reasons what is going on with some of the things that we have to talk about here. So start us off here with your holiday spirit, and let's talk a little bit about this.
Okay, a lot of times this time of the year, we will hear this over and over. Well, we don't want to move mom or dad yet, or we don't want to rock the boat, so we're going to let them spend the holiday season one more time in their home. Well, you know, that's probably a good thing, because that's probably an eye-opening experience for you to be able to see what is going on in their home. The thing is that people just, we assume that our parents are doing okay. You know, you get to see your mom every day.
Sure.
You know, I used to see my parents like once a month.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a difference there of you want to go and you don't want to stir up anything about getting them upset about, you know, we're talking about moving you, or we're talking about bringing in somebody.
Right.
But it's very important that you listen.
Sure.
Look and just learn about what's going on. You have to be very observant without them noticing it.
Well, I mean, again, it's kind of your responsibility if you're one of the caretakers for a parent. I don't mean necessarily you live with them or you have the responsibility every day, kind of like the folks that are at Oakleaf Village. I'm not saying that their kids are their caretakers at this point, but we still have a responsibility to pay attention. When we check on our moms or our dads or our aunts, our uncles or grandparents, whatever it is, we have a responsibility to check on them. And you just had your first opportunity to do so if you had the family meal for mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. And I know that one of the things that I'm always looking for whenever I'm around mom is, do I spot anything that's changed? Have I seen any differences in her behavior or her environment?
Well, and like I said, that's when you observe, but you also do a lot of listening, because what I used to do is I would ask my parents about certain friends of theirs. Have you seen so-and-so, you know? Oh, no, they can't get out anymore. And you just pick up on things of what's changing in their lifestyle. Again, that's another situation where people will say, well, my husband doesn't drive, but we have friends that can come pick us up. Well, you know, those friends are also aging. So it's getting to a point maybe they're more isolated because they're not getting picked up. And this is when you really have to find out the resources that can help you. Always my very first thing when it comes to working with seniors, I like to find out what their church affiliations are, because the churches, you know, they really need to be able to step up and find out what's going on with this person
mm-hmm.
so that if there needs to be some visits, if there needs to be some activity where they're taking them food, if they're offering them a ride to church, those kind of things are important, and we should be aware of what's not happening in their life anymore that used to happen. You know, like going to the club. Well, maybe dad doesn't play golf anymore, but why aren't they going to the club for brunch?
Right.
Or for any type of events. But, and it's hard when you're long distance. I got to tell you, this was the thing that my sister and I set up with my parents. My dad was bedbound, so he didn't drive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My mother didn't drive. My mother had Alzheimer's, but she was a functional Alzheimer's person. She could get around. However, she couldn't cook. She couldn't clean. She never did clean.
Right.
But she got worse. But the thing is that my sister and I would meet there on the weekends. We would bring in food so we didn't have to cook. We would have our little hour and a half. And then it was time for their bedtime. And we would go, you know what? We're not ready to go to bed. We're going to go to Walmart and just walk around. Well, that was our way of getting food and getting cleaning products and stuff that we would need for the rest of the weekend because we knew it was going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
But that way, and the other thing is that I would go in and clean my mother's refrigerator after she was asleep because if she saw me pulling things out.
World War III.
Ooh, she would, and I had to put it in trash bags and put it in the trunk of my car.
Right.
Because if I put them back where they put their trash, she would go get it.
And retrieve it. Yeah.
It's those little things that you just have to learn how
to
do. So
if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying sometimes you have to be a little sneaky.
Yeah, you do.
But you have to be sneaky with good intentions.
You sure do.
I mean, make sure you're doing it for the right reason. But sometimes you got to. I mean, we just cleaned out my mom's entire apartment and moved her over to the assisted living facility. And the first thing I would tell you is, don't clean it out while she's there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
You know, we had her staying over at my brother's house while we were moving her.
Right.
Because if you try to just to do that and then you start asking her, Mom, do you want to keep this or throw it away? It's going to be keep. I don't want to throw that away. Mom, you haven't worn this thing in 16 years. Mom, you haven't done this and blah, blah, blah. I mean, so just sometimes you got to make hard decisions. I'm not saying throw away all the family heirlooms or anything like that, but yeah, if it's a pair of shoes that she hasn't worn since, you know, 1977, pretty good chance you could donate that.
Well, and I think that we're still dealing a lot with a generation from the Depression, which my mother was definitely one. Like, she would save every plastic container that the TV frozen
right.
foods would come
right.
in. And I would buy her all this Tupperware and say, no, we need to use this. She wouldn't use it. She wanted the black stuff. So I had to go take it out and trash it
too
when I could. So, but the thing is that you need to, there's some warning signs and some things you need to be on the lookout for. The first one is when you walk in and you see piles of unopened mail or mail, you should, if you can thumb through it and see if it's saying final notice, you know, cut off, that type of thing. That's showing you that there's, why are they disregarding?
We got a problem there, yeah.
When they're not going to have any heat, they're not going to have any cable, their phones are going to shut down. So, you know, look for things like that. And you have to do this in a very delicate way when it's family time because you don't want to draw attention too much to it because it will embarrass them.
Right.
And the other thing is that be careful about how you talk about what you're noticing to your brothers and sisters because they also start developing paranoia. And they start wondering, why are you talking about that? My mother did that a lot. She would go tell my dad that my sister and I were doing plotting, which we were, but we did not want her to feel like we were talking about
right.
her.
Well, and that's why I said good intentions. If you're going to do something sneaky, do it for the right reasons.
Right, yeah. Right. It's like therapeutic fibbing. There's a reason for it. The other thing is that, like, pretend like you're taking the trash out. Go out in the garage and look and check and see the bumpers and the walls on the garage, are they getting bumped into? Are there scrapes and dents on the car? And look at the tires and see if they have been running over stuff.
Right.
That they might need to take a trip to the car shop, you know, the maintenance place.
And it might be time, unfortunately, to take the keys away if you feel like the driving's gotten to that point. That's another whole show, though, but but still, that's one of the worst things that you have to go through is when it's time to take the keys away. So, yeah, these are all things you need to be checking on. Speaking of checking on, we're going to check on the Fox Business Report for you. We'll get that at 8:45. We'll come back for our second half of the Positive Points on Aging. In studio with us is the lovely and talented Marcia Clayman Garrett. She is here with us from now until 9 o'clock. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, it's Your Way Home with Erica and John coming up in a little while. So stick around. Much more to come on a beautiful Tuesday morning in the Midlands. Kevin Bryan with you on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report. Alibaba and many U.S. listed stocks of China-based companies are rallying today. JD.com and NIO shares are also higher. Markets have reversed strategy and now see protests in China as possibly leading to a wider reopening of the economy there. Tesla is said to be working on a new version of its Model 3 car. Reuters says the design will reduce components while focusing on features that are popular with Tesla buyers. Tesla's Model 3 is facing increased competition. Nestle may get out of the business of treating peanut allergies. The food giant has expanded into health and wellness, but sales of the treatment for peanut allergies have been disappointing, so it may be for sale. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us with their annual Season of Hope. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation will deliver mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, and Gold Star families. Bring hope to heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
Hey, Point listeners, this is Casey Whitener. Y'all know I teach entrepreneurship at the university. Bet you didn't know I'm also a military kid. Are you a veteran or active duty military and thinking about starting your own business? The Faber Entrepreneurship Center at USC is now registering veteran entrepreneurs for our January cohort of Strive, business startup education for free to military personnel and families. Learn from me and my colleagues and make 2023 the year you start something new. Visit sc.edu and search Faber. That's F-A-B-E-R. To learn more.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
What's better than a Christmas tree lighting party? How about a birthday party at the same time? Come to the town of Irmo on Tuesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. for the Irmo Christmas Tree Lighting and Irmo's 132nd birthday. Celebrate with hot cocoa, cookies, cupcakes, and pizza. Bring your camera to get pictures with Santa. There's face painting and entertainment too. Irmo's 132nd birthday and the town Christmas tree lighting. Moving Irmo forward, Tuesday, December 6th at Irmo Town Park.
Sonic has something delicious for you. Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Indulge in the all-new Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger with creamy steak seasoned butter and crispy bacon, stacked on a 100% pure beef patty with two slices of melty American cheese and grilled onions, layered between a warm bakery bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger.
Mmm, Sonic.
Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and I've got a great gift idea that requires zero shopping, the gift of college savings. Future Scholar South Carolina's 529 College Savings Plan makes it easy. Grandparents, friends, and family can all contribute to a Future Scholar account and know that they're providing a gift that will last a lifetime. If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look no further. Learn more about the smart, easy way to save and give this holiday season at FutureScholar.com.
You've waited to start the big project at your home. Wait no more. All Southern Construction is the local family-owned and operated group to make your dream a reality. We do home additions, sunrooms, decks, and porches. We can also do shingle or metal roofing, and our work is guaranteed. Whether it's a repair or a brand new addition, All Southern Construction will be with you from start to finish. Online, find us at allsouthernconstruction.com or give us a call at 206-4816. That's 206-4816.
Point A to Point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina. Clearing accidents first heading onto I-26 eastbound, mile marker 101 near that Broad River Road exit. Still slow on Kelly Mill, that one's at Ashland Street. Broad River Road delays at Long Creek, also out on Johnson Marina Road, clearing closer to Dutch Fork Road. Brown Motor Works on Clemson Road, specializing in BMWs and Mercedes. Learn more about the 3-year or 1 million mile warranty on repairs. Brown Motor Works, 520 Clemson Road. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. 4 times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Okay, 9 minutes before 9 o'clock, this is The Point, and it's our positive point on aging with our good friend Marsha and Karen from over at Oakleaf Village. Today it's Marsha who is in studio with us, and we're happy to see our friend. She always brings a lot of positivity and a lot of good energy toward helping our older adults and seniors to really be better kept for and taken care of, providing them with dignity and providing them with the best possible care. That's the philosophy that they have over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. They're good partners of ours here at The Point, and we appreciate that friendship we have with Oakleaf. In the meantime, let's get back to what we were talking about, especially this holiday season. You will have a chance more than likely, in more cases than not, maybe you have a chance to be around them, moms and dads, a little bit more because of the holidays. So you really need to open your eyes wide and be more observant and check out the environment around you.
I'm going to go through 4 quick points because then we're going to wrap it up and how we can start working toward resolving some of this. Another thing is to look at an empty pantry and refrigerator. If your parents' food supply looks like something from a poor college student, then we got some issues.
Sure. There.
If we have a lot of TV dinners, because I'm telling you, the sodium content in those are horrible. And there could be some blood pressure issues if they're, you know, they're swelling a lot. Look at the nutritional value of what your parents are eating. Another thing is, of course, unmanaged medication. They're not taking their meds or taking too many meds. They don't know when to take a med. I went into one gentleman's home, and the whole table was covered with pill bottles and meds. It was a nightmare.
That's scary, yeah.
It is. Another thing is looking at unexplained bruises, injuries, skin tears. You know, our seniors, as they get older, a lot of the medications will cause their skin to be very thin, and they literally could just, you know, it's like a paper cut where they continuously get these gashes in them.
Sure.
So please look out for things like that. Because you don't want these accidents. You don't want unnecessary trips to the emergency room. Because the emergency room visit is just nothing but another. It's just not something you want to be doing.
No.
You know, sitting there for hours and hours and not really getting the information or what you feel like they need. The other thing is personality or mood changes. I hear a lot, you know, Dad wants, all he wants to do is sleep anymore. Why is Dad sleeping so much? Is it medication? Is it depression? Because maybe he's lost his golfing buddies. Maybe he doesn't have any drive to get out and do anything.
Right.
Maybe you have taken the car keys away from him. But the thing is that when you're starting to see irritability, maybe you're seeing your parents snap at each other like you've never seen before. Those are kind of triggers that you should be looking at to say, what are we going to do? Now, since we have a couple of holidays coming up, you got Christmas, you know, in a couple of weeks. Between now and Christmas is when your siblings and other concerned people should be getting together now and talking about this and trying to come up with a game plan. Don't automatically just walk in and say, we're moving you tomorrow. You can't do that.
No.
You plan it. You give them in on the decision. You say, we want you to go look at some places. We want to compare prices because it might cost more for someone to come in the home versus putting you in assisted living if you don't need a lot of care.
Right.
So have that talk with your siblings and get your little issues out of the way. If there's some issues going on between you, like mom loves you more or that kind of garbage, get it out of the way because you really need to, for everyone's sanity, you need to be on the same page about taking care of your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And even assigning tasks. It could be that someone is better at paying bills. It could be someone's better at coming in and finding a housekeeper that can help them. So utilize all of your strengths and your gifts that you have as a person to help your parents have a quality lifestyle.
Well said on all counts. Let's transition into something else that I know that is passionate to you. And we talked about this off air, and then you put this thing in motion, and I'm really pleased that you did. And now today on this Midlands Giving Day, we've talked about giving, giving, giving. Well, today is a great day to give. And how about this cause?
I love this cause. It's called Cards for Cops. What we're doing is we are in a two-week blitz. We're only going to be at it for 2 weeks. We're going to talk about it constantly. We want people to think about our Richland County Sheriff's Department.
Right.
These guys recently, I'm not going to get in trouble for saying this, will lie about, they did not get what they deserved in salary raises, but some other people did.
You won't say it. I'll be happy to say it. The county commission in Richland County voted themselves a massive pay raise, while Sheriff Lott has been asking for months, and they've lost over 70 deputies because they can't compete with other agencies when it comes to holding on to deputies, and deputies can't afford, with the inflation going on, to put food on the table for their families. Now imagine that. You are leaving your home every day, and you don't know if you're ever coming home again. Right. You're putting your neck on the line for your community, and when you get home, you're not sure how you're going to keep the lights on, how you're going to pay the bills, how you're going to get your kids Christmas gifts this year. Well, we wanted to do something about that, and so that's where the birth came of Cards for Cops. Tell us more.
Okay, what we're doing is we are encouraging you. We are asking you to please pick up a gift card, $25, $50, $100. We have drop-off points that you can drop these cards off to. We will have you sign a poster board so that when we give it to Sheriff Lott, he can see where the community is involved. And I want to say something about Sheriff Lott, because in all my many years of Alzheimer's and doing events and things, if I ever need anything from Richland County Sheriff's Department, I send an email to Sheriff Lott. He immediately responds and takes care of it for me. He has people show up for me. And I just have always appreciated that about him. And I know how upsetting this has got to be, that he's losing good people, but he's also wanting to make sure that they are taken care of. So as citizens, we need to step up, and we need to show our law enforcement officers we do care. We want you to have a decent Christmas, and hopefully get some attention of the commission to understand how our law enforcement officers are suffering through this. So you can go to cardsforcops.org, and it's got all the information you need there. We've got drop-off points, so if you're downtown, you can drop by here at the station.
Yes.
You can go to Merrill Gardens, which is over there across from the ball field. What's the name of the ball field?
Which one? For Lexington or for Sagra? Sagra Park?
Yes, Sagra. Yeah. I couldn't think of the name of it for a minute. If you're in Lexington, you can come by and see me at Oakleaf. If you are in the West Columbia area, there's the real estate school with Melissa Springs-Brown.
Right. Yes.
And there's Watercrest over in the Northeast. So we've got places all over where you can drop off. And you know what? If it's just a one-time thing, you're going to feel so good about it every time you see a cop car thinking, I hope that my part made them have a better Christmas.
If you're not sure about what's going on, you can call me or email me or reach out to me here at the radio station. But if you're anywhere and you want, you can either drop off cash or you can drop off gift cards. We prefer gift cards, but if not, we'll take and go get gift cards for them and give it all to Sheriff Lott as we get a couple weeks into this thing. We really just don't have a set number. We're just never done this before, and we're trying to get it started. But I mean, when we hear that our law enforcement's struggling, we have a community responsibility to step up. So all these different locations, if you're not sure about them, call me or email me or whatever. I'll get you that information again. Marsha's posting it on social media. Melissa Sprouse-Brown is posting it on social media also. But you can bring it right here to the station on Millwood if you want also. Cards for Cops. Thank you. If they want to get a hold of you at Oakleaf.
OakleafVillageLexington.com or 803-808-3477. Give me a call.
Thank you, Marsha. For Brian, I'm Kev. We'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Mornings with Kev.
WXL Columbia W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A short time ago, the city of Houston lifted an order that called for more than 2 million people to boil their tap water before drinking or using it. The boil order had been in